4-H kick. The HT this morning, I can barely hear you, what you're saying. KO4H kick.
10-4 ZLK, about to pull in the yard.
Hope you're having a good start to your Friday.
I think you had breakfast with your son this morning, I think I heard that. So I hope you had a good day, or had a good morning. I'll talk to you later. 10-4 ZLK.
And I enjoyed it, and glad to be getting back into somewhat of a routine here. But good to hear you, and you be careful out there, Zay. KO4H kick. I hear somebody trying, but I can't tell who it is.
What's wrong with this radio? N6CLX.
How you been? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Hey, how about yourself?
Recovering from knee replacement. But other than that, we're doing great. And that's doing really good. Can't complain at all.
Yes. I hear horror stories about those things.
Bad, and I have had an excellent experience, so I can't say anything bad about it.
That's awesome to hear. Good for you. Maybe you'll get up and around and get back to doing what you got to do every day.
I had it 5 weeks ago, and I'm walking without any assistance since after surgery. Really can't complain. Overall, I hurt less than I did before the surgery.
That's called a surgery gone well there. To hurt less. Wow. That's great.
Do this PT where I go there and they torture me, but other than that, we're doing good. I got that here at 10 o'clock this morning, so we'll go there for an hour, and then we'll come home and ice it down and relax for a couple hours and you'll get up moving again.
To the place of employment before I'm too late.
Well, hopefully you aren't having too much trouble getting there. You're getting close anyway.
I'm just, I don't know, traffic, man. Traffic just keeps getting heavier and heavier.
People moving in down there, and that's what you get. I know that's what's going on up here, too, and the roads are nowhere near capable of handling it up here, so it's bad up here in the summertime.
We got in California doing my annual job out there. And you think California, with all the money, their roads would be good, but no.
Just broke, just like our government is. They're in debt for everything. So, I don't know. Most of these states anymore are just running on borrowed money.
Roads are, you know, we talk about traffic here. Whoosh, over there, it's, forget about it.
Nothing to do with their traffic, that's for sure. What I deal with up here is bad enough, and what I dealt with down there, that's enough for me. I don't want any more.
It's like 85. They keep saying, well, let's just make 85 wider. And that's what happened to L.A. Now I got 11 lanes of nothing but bumper-to-bumper traffic.
you can have it. I'd rather have my two-lane and have it be held up by a tractor.
Out there, too. Where I was is in Oxnard. All the farms around the area. In fact, today we left, drove right by, didn't even see it, but we drove right by the field where they were doing that ice thing with the marijuana growers.
I know they've been in the news lately, California has, with all the ice arrests and deportations. I've been a lot of it going on out there.
Hey, still, I had I had a problem with this, just a minor problem. The microphone cable outer shield started splitting open the protective rubber, plastic, whatever. They don't make these things like they used to. So cobbled together with electrical tape and silicon tape. Just hopefully I didn't yank any wires out of the connector.
Okay. Not having any problems. You must have an ICOM radio. Mine's doing the same thing, my 5100. I'm going to put some heat shrink around it and see if I can't take care of it for a little while, and then I'll get another cable. KP2HXS.
Hey, stranger, N6CLX.
Good morning, good morning. Just listen, guys, just open the wallet up, dust off the 20s, and buy a new cable for crying out loud.
So I just got to get it ordered, and our wallet's probably not near as moldy as yours is, KO4HKX.
I got no problem spending my money.
Good luck trying to find the microphone for this cheap VTech that I bought.
It uses the same one as the ICOM 5100 uses. If that's the case, they're all over Amazon. But guys, y'all carry on here for a minute, and I'll be back in just a minute. KO4HKX.
Oh, I'll be waiting with bated breath. Good morning to the other station. KB2HXS Mobile.
My name here is Mike, N6CLX.
Yep, I remember. Oh, well, I remember the call. I think you called yourself Clorox or something, CLX. But anyway, yeah, I'm just making my way into Greenville.
Making my way through Spartanburg. Five all the way, no big deal.
And once again, fun.
Yep. Hey, I just look at it as radio time.
That's true. Yeah, I got just pulling out of Lowe's here. Had to get a couple things there. Jimmy and I are finishing up a job today down in Greenville. We got to get back on the maintenance train and. I mean, I tell you what, my phone has gone crazy this week, and it's going to get hot as heck next week, too.
HKX, man, I'm telling you, it's sweating up here. It's 69 degrees outside on the porch.
Oh, shut up.
8 down here. Oh, wait. Wait, that's the temperature in the car. Oh.
86 down there by now.
It's been a hot year. With all the systems breaking down this year, I'm having a heck of a time keeping up or catching up. I got people calling me thinking I'm going to come out the same day, and I can't.
And that's been a rough year. It's been dry and hot both.
My mouth, easygoing job, huh?
You know, I do what I can for people. You know, I absolutely do what I can. You know, I've been working till 5, 6, almost 7 o'clock on some nights. But there comes a point where I just, you know, you hit that brick wall and you just, I can't go anymore.
Well, hey, Mike, you and Dave carry on here. I'm going to step to the side here and take care of a few things. I'll be listening in the background, so KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3, guys.
Good morning, my friend. How's that knee doing real quick?
Hey, I got stung by a wasp yesterday, and that's what I'm trying to take care of now. It's been bothering me. KO4HKX.
Oh, my gosh. All right, have a good day, KB2HXS. Go ahead, Mike.
Patrick, and take care of that knee and that wasp sting oculator. Yeah, I'm getting closer. I'm almost to the split off where I take business 85. Great. Nothing but brake light.
Well, traffic for a while, but I tell you what, I kind of put a little bit of responsibility on my customer side when it comes to fixing the air conditioning, because a lot of people, they don't really understand about maintenance, and a lot of people will wait till it breaks down before they make a phone call. And then you're kind of up a creek because if you can't get a hold of me, you're going to be paying through the nose of somebody else.
Collecting my unit. I haven't really done any maintenance. Last time I talked to you, I was talking about cleaning the outside unit. I still haven't done that.
Well, super, super important right now. If you got any kind of dirt or grass or any kind of anything built up around that outside coil, you're going to put a lot of extra stress on that compressor.
I haven't done that. I'll do it probably this afternoon or tomorrow. Probably tomorrow morning when I don't have to have them on. I've got, can't remember what I have, train? I think they're train. Anyway, it's a scroll compressor in there.
Oh, yeah, but seeing they're still going to run hot as heck, you know. The nice thing about the trains, the fact that they're overpriced, but the nice thing is those spider coils, those are really nice coils because they don't really, they don't tend to get blocked up like some of the regular coils do. But the spider coils, you know, they'll look dirty, but they'll let air through there. They will stay running pretty efficient.
Looks like a little spider, not a spider web, but looks like their legs or something.
Yeah. What they do is when they make the coil, they twist it. And instead of the aluminum being straight up and down, it'll be like little pricklies, almost like a porcupine.
That one, those things will get you.
You got to be careful. Oh, all those aluminum fins. I was doing a compressor last Friday, and I took my gloves off, and my hand just hit the coil, and I just cut the living bejesus out of my thumb. I was like, how the heck did I do that?
Man, all I got to do is touch something and I'm bleeding like a pig.
Get older, you get that onion skin. I'm a little cautious about that. You know, you got to use almost like a hand cream and rub it up onto the arms, up to the elbow to keep the skin somewhat moist so it doesn't do that.
My signature, blood marks here and there.
Yeah, first blood, right? I got to pull in here real quick, take on some go-go juice. Mike, have a good day. N6CLX, KB2HXS. Oh, there goes my phone.
Later on, Dave, KB2HXS, N6CLX. I'll be monitoring.
KB2HXS.